For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And our guest this morning is Jay Desiderio of Desiderio's Dinner Theater in Cheektowaga, where they perform down at Bobby Jay's Italian-American Grill. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning to both of you.
It was so good to see you live and in person when I attended the opening night of God's Favorite, the Neil Simon comedy at your theater.
Oh, right back at you, Anthony. I am so grateful to finally be open.
So that had to have been an effort. Others have been unable to open, and for theaters, I think it's been particularly hard. We've seen musicians at bars and things like that that's been allowed.
Yeah.
But theaters have been told, no, no, no. Can you describe for us what was involved in being able to reopen Desiderio's Dinner Theater?
Well, I think the toughest thing about it is when the health department hears theater, right away they think of road seating, people right next to each other. So I had to convince them that my dinner theater is not a regular theater. It is more of a restaurant theater. And after we got through that hurdle, the final hurdle was getting the right person in a bureaucracy
right. Who
has the authority to say, well, that makes sense. We understand. Do it. We presented them with a plan, table separation, the mask, even talking about the rehearsal process.
Right, in stages.
Yes. So I'm just thankful to be here.
Now, you had been in rehearsal for Wait Until Dark.
Correct.
And not God's Favorite. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We were in total rehearsal for that. And then the pandemic struck. And unfortunately, one of the cast members in that show had succumbed to COVID. And I can tell you, it's Mark John
Philippone.
He died.
Yeah, from COVID.
And so coming out of the pandemic, one, I didn't feel right doing a suspense thriller drama after such a dark time.
Right.
Plus the fact that Mark John had passed away. I really couldn't bring myself to do the show. And I think God's Favorite was more apropos a show to do coming out of this pandemic.
And when I went on Sunday, you explained from the stage that it was apropos because this guy suffers, God's Favorite.
Yes, he does.
Day after day, week after week, wondering, when is this going to end?
Just quickly, God's Favorite is Neil Simon's comic take on the biblical book of Job.
Yes. And just knowing we all have had tough times through this pandemic, but we all stayed the course. We kept the faith. And I just think that this show is emblematic of that thought and just doing what we need to do to get this behind us. Plus, I wanted a lighter show to do. And no one knows how to do a lighter show than Neil Simon and touches upon some painful stuff.
But you also got some heavyweight, lightweight talent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You got some great comic actors.
When I had the opportunity to get Dave Marciniak and Jimmy Janowski, and I knew if I got those two and surround them with a top-notch cast, people that come to my show would love them both and the whole cast. And reservations are pouring in, and I can't be more grateful.
I had a question about the casting. Jimmy Janowski mostly works downtown.
I got him, though.
Is this his first time in Cheektowaga, and what did he think of it?
Well, I had to convince him. I go, Jimmy, you know, you really have not made it. Until you play
Cheektowaga,
Gateway to Depew.
All right.
And that got him.
Well, of course, it's COVID that made Jimmy available.
Yes.
Typically, he would be in the summer camp show for BUA.
Yes, I know that.
Where he has played Cleopatra. He's played the Shelley Winters role in The Poseidon Adventure.
Love it. The Birds.
The Birds. He's played the Tippi Hedren role in The Birds in the summertime.
Right.
And because they are not performing.
And Mommy Queerest.
Yes, he's played Joan Crawford.
I saw it all. I've been a fan of his for years. So.
And you have him stepping into the shoes of Charles Nelson Reilly, which could not be more perfect.
I knew he would be perfect for that role.
Well, it was certainly inspired casting.
Thank you for that, Peter.
And as you also said, I think, before the show, it's a play that really depends, probably more than most, on the two central characters being very strong actors. And
boy, they need a good chemistry to pull this show off, yes.
Well, you also proved that it is not dependent upon what they said it depended on Broadway. They said it depended upon an elaborate set. Your show does not depend upon an elaborate set.
No.
You get the laughs without it.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Right. Well, Jay, it's been a delight to have you this morning. It's wonderful to have you back. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Thank you both. for having me on. And let's continue to make theater happen.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.